You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
International Desk on the Wire. It's a bit cosmopolitan, eh?
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has accused Taiwan last week of spearheading a personal attack campaign against him, including racist slurs.
I can tell you personal attacks that has been going on for more than 2-3 months. Abuses or racist comments, giving me names, black or negro, I don't give a damn. When the whole black community was insulted, when Africa was insulted, then I don't tolerate. Then I say people are crossing the line. That's enough. We cannot tolerate that. And if you want me to be specific, 3 months ago, this attack came from Taiwan. We need to be honest. I will be straight today. From Taiwan. And Taiwan, the foreign ministry also, they know the campaign. They didn't dissociate themselves. They even started criticizing me in the middle of all that insult and slur.
While Tedros has been facing ridicule and criticism from Taiwan, claiming he is too close with China and called him to resign, there is no evidence at all that the Taiwanese government encouraged or let alone participated these alleged racial attacks. Joanne Wu, a spokesperson from Taiwan's foreign ministry, has angrily refuted Tedros's claims.
We have not encouraged any citizen to make ad hominem attacks on WHO Director General Tedros. He should amend the statement at once, immediately clarify this baseless accusation, and apologize to Taiwan.
She was echoed by President Tsai Ing-wen, who said on Facebook that Taiwan always objects discrimination in any form, and it knows how it feels to be discriminated against. Wang Ting-yu, a Taiwan MP from the ruling Democratic Progressive Party, told me it is impossible for Taiwan to run a smear campaign because the times don't add up.
Tedros gave a timeline. He mentioned 3 months ago, exactly that time, Taiwan launched a racism criticize to him. But if everybody can check, can Google, you will find 3 months ago is January, maybe 8 or 9. That day is reaching the end of our campaign. We are running our presidential election campaign and legislature campaign. So no one has that kind of energy or that kind of spare time to criticize him. And besides, the first COVID-19 in Taiwan, it's January 21st. So before that, there are few people realize who is Director General of WHO.
But this is not the first time during the COVID-19 pandemic that the World Health Organization was embodied in controversy about Taiwan. At the end of last month, WHO Assistant Director Bruce Aylward ended a video call with Radio Television Hong Kong's Yvonne Tong after she asked a question about Taiwan's status at the organisation. This is the original soundtrack of the interview that was aired. I did not edit any of this out.
Would the WHO consider Taiwan's membership? Hello?
I couldn't hear your question.
Okay, yeah, let me repeat the question.
No, that's okay. Let's move to another one then.
Right. Because I'm actually curious on talking about Taiwan as well, on Taiwan's case.
We decided to give Dr. Alward another call to follow up.
And I just want to see if you can comment a bit on how Taiwan has done so far in terms of containing the virus.
Well, we've already talked about China, and you know, when you look across all the different areas of China, they've actually all done quite a good job. So with that, I'd like to thank you very much for inviting us to participate, and good luck as you go forward with the battle in Hong Kong.
And over the Easter weekend, Taipei said the WHO ignored its request for information about COVID-19 last year, including whether the virus could be transmitted between people, when the outbreak first started at the Chinese city of Wuhan. Taiwan, despite having a population of 24 million people and located less than 200 kilometers away from China, is not a member of the World Health Organization. Since the COVID-19 outbreak, it has been cut out from global information networks and excluded from emergency briefings. This is a decision that Wang Dingyu said made Taiwan self-reliant when it comes to epidemic response.
We need to help ourselves on our own because we are isolated by the WHO because of the politics, because of China politics purpose. Taiwan, 23 million people blocked, isolated away from the WHO, away from the health world. So we need to be strong. We need to take care of ourselves. We train our medical personnel every year. We increase our negative air pressure burden. We strengthen our CDC organization. We are well prepared for each year. That's how we can face COVID-19 this time. Know how to defend it because we are on our own. We don't believe information from China. We be cautious about that. And we cannot get the instruction from WHO. So we are using our expert, our experience to establish a system to protect our people.
So what had been done in Taiwan? When the WHO and China are still assuring the world that there was no need for alarm, Taipei was already sending health experts to Wuhan, which they realized the virus could be far more dangerous than initially assumed. By the time the first COVID-19 case was confirmed in the country, Taiwan was already ready, with the central command center set up, mask production sped up, and banned them from being exported. As of Monday, the 13th of April, Taiwan only has 393 confirmed cases of COVID-19, a remarkable number compared to the other countries. However, accusations from Tedros is the latest chapter of geopolitics surrounding the Taiwan Strait, as the saga now spilled over internationally during a public health emergency. To understand what's happening between Taiwan, the WHO, and China requires a short history lesson. After the Second Chinese Civil War ended in 1949, which the Communist Party defeated the Kuomintang or Nationalists, the Communists formed the People's Republic of China with the capital located in Beijing, while the Nationalists retreated to Taiwan and continued their rule as the Republic of China. Taiwan, or the Republic of China, continued to represent China at the international stage until 1972, when the United Nations recognized the People's Republic of China as the sole authority representing China. Mainland China then proclaimed the One China policy, claiming Taiwan as part of its territory. Since then, Taiwan has been shunned out of international organizations, from the likes of the WHO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, the International Olympic Committee, the Universal Postal Union, and the World Bank, as its membership is blocked by China on the grounds that the island is part of the mainland. After Ma Ying-jeou of the Kuomintang was elected as Taiwan's president in 2008, cross-strait relations warmed and China allowed Taiwan to join the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, as an observer under the name of Chinese Taipei. But when Tsai Ing-wen was elected in 2016, she refused to recognize the One China policy, causing China to block Taiwan's participation from international meetings again in efforts to isolate the island. But throughout the pandemic, The World Health Organization has been criticized by the likes of US President Donald Trump, who is now threatening to pull funding from the WHO for playing favorites towards China. Its Director General Tedros, who is an Ethiopian elected in 2016 with the support of the African Union and China, have been singing praises towards Beijing throughout the pandemic, once saying it was setting new standard for outbreak control and they had openness to share information. All in the meantime, when Dr. Li Wenliang and other whistleblowers in Wuhan were arrested by officials for spreading quote-unquote malicious rumors and online censoring any information on social media. After Wuhan went into lockdown on January 20th and the number of positive COVID-19 cases skyrocketed in China in the following days, Tedros remained unmoved, with him telling other countries to not close their borders to foreigners traveling from China. It took the WHO almost 1 month after the first COVID-19 cases were discovered to declare a public health emergency of international concern at the end of January. By then, there had been almost 8,000 cases across 18 countries. Millions will be infected and thousands will be killed across Europe and the United States over the next 2 months. Tedros has also urged countries not to politicize the virus, but Wang said Tedros has been playing politics with Taiwan from the beginning.
The only enemy is disease and the virus. So using politics, political reason to separate this world or to split this world into two parts is foolish behavior. Tedros, he mentioned about politics to the President Trump. No, all Taiwanese are laughing. The one play politics is you. Follow the instruction from China to block Taiwan away. If Tedros can hear our warning, 2019, maybe we can prevent these epidemics.
Now, both sides of the Taiwan Strait are playing medical diplomacy by sending masks and personal protection equipment to nations to boost their international presence. Beijing has been launching a PR campaign to shape the global narrative in their favor, to recast its image from being the source of COVID-19 to one playing a global leadership role combating the virus when Europe and the United States failed to respond to the pandemic in time. It included sending hundreds of millions of testing kits, masks and personal protection equipment to several EU states and Asia. It even included an information drive with Chinese state media spreading propaganda and conspiracy theories alleging other countries are the source of this virus. Zhao Lijian, a spokesperson from the Chinese Foreign Ministry, tweeted in March claiming the virus came from the United States and they brought it to Wuhan during the Military World Games last October. These claims, which has never been proven, were later republished by the national broadcaster CCTV and the Global Times. Has it been effective? Well, not quite. Countries that imported medical gear from mainland China have complained about its quality. For example, the Dutch government has recalled 600,000 Chinese N95 face masks because they did not fit well and its filters did not function properly. A shipment of personal protective equipment to Finland has been tested unsuitable for hospital use, while governments from Spain, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Turkey, and even the UK had said hundreds of thousands of rapid test kits sent by Chinese companies were unreliable. On the other side, Taipei also stepped up its own mask campaign, sending more than 20 million masks to Europe, the United States, and all 15 of its diplomatic allies in the Pacific, Central America, and the Caribbean. Wang told me that this is a way of Taiwan being responsible.
And when we have enough capability to protect our people, we decide to help the world. We think we need to fulfill our responsibility to the world. No one should be left behind. We believe that. And if there is one country still in this epidemic situation, no one can claim victory. So we try to offer the spare resources to the place they need. When their government sending a request, we will check what we have now, then provide them.
And this has brought Taiwan some minor diplomatic victories. It has started an official medical partnership with the Czech Republic. And after 5.6 million face masks arrived at 9 EU member states, Taiwan also received a high-profile recognition from an EU leader, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who tweeted that the bloc appreciated the gesture of solidarity. However, Wang said Taiwan's intentions for sending face masks to other countries is not about gaining recognition.
Maybe you can call it side effect. Our purpose is, if we try to please the world, maybe we should send a mask earlier, some special country before. So we got friendship, we got diplomatic relationship upgrade, but it's not our purpose. And this kind of side effect is pretty sweet to us. And we cherish that.
Could medical diplomacy earn Taiwan more say in international affairs? With the United States and the EU, Japan's Deputy Prime Minister Aso Taro has called for the WHO to allow Taiwan's participation.
Early on, if the WHO had not insisted to the world that China had no pneumonia epidemic, then everybody would have taken precautions. The WHO, which is a global organization, does not even include Taiwan. And then precisely because Taiwan is not a member of the WHO, it becomes a world leader in fighting the epidemic. Then, after that statement is made, the CCP jumps out to correct it. It says Taiwan is a region, not a country.
The same was said by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
As we did during the time of the SARS virus, we support Taiwan's meaningful participation. Especially when its presence provides important contributions to the global public good. We believe that Taiwan's role as an observer in World Health Assembly meetings is in the best interest of the international health community to promote global health, and that is why we have long taken this position.
However, Wang told me he is unsure whether Taiwan could get more participation in international organizations, but the country is optimistic.
I don't think that thing will come so smooth and easy. You know, in the international society, it's some kind of very critical. We are doing something good. We get some good response. But we realize each country has their own national interest. So I believe because of those countries, they suffer from this. They realize the epidemic prevention needs global cooperation. You cannot leave any place behind. Based on that, maybe we have better odds to participate in some international organization. But in Taiwan, we are not so optimistic about this. We will work hard on that because to be recognized as an independent state is quite important to our people. But we are not so naive. Think you doing something right, you can get recognized. It's not so easy, but this year is better.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.